I might say that the next major achievement of the Clinton administration, the one, you know, which we could have talked about if this talk was a little later, namely the health plan, has pretty much the same properties. The range of health plans considered in the United States, ranging from, you know, Clinton's managed care over to several options further to the right, they have two crucial properties which are required for a system, for a society that is business-run, and business-run by a highly class-conscious and very powerful business community. One, they're all radically regressive. Unlike every other industrial society, all the plans being considered here are soak-the-poor plans. A tax-based plan, for example, is as progressive as a tax system. A wage-based plan, at least, you know, you pay more if you get higher wages. Not very progressive, but, you know, at least not flat. The U.S. plans all are flat. In fact, it's probably going to turn out that the CEO pays less than the guy who empties his wastebasket because he has fancier lawyers to figure out how to get tax deductions and so on. So these are, at best, absolutely flat, meaning radically regressive plans, soak-the-poor plans of a kind unknown in other industrial societies. And that's a fact about these plans that's almost never mentioned. In fact, you can do a research project and try to find out how many references you can find to that rather significant fact in the extensive discussion in the media about the health plan. And the second element, which in fact is discussed, is that all these plans place major control in the hands of insurance companies. And that means half dozen huge insurance companies. Hillary Clinton was on television a couple of weeks ago denouncing insurance companies, but if you looked closely, you'll notice that the insurance companies that she was denouncing were the small insurance companies, the ones that are going to be wiped out by these plans. The big insurance companies were notably quiet, kind of applauding quietly in the background, because they're the ones who are going to be the gainers. Incidentally, the Wall Street Journal noticed this and pointed out that Clinton is typical of Democrats in that his real commitments are to big business, not to the entire business community. In this respect, the Democrats are somewhat different from the Republicans, who are just the business party, you know. But the Democrats have a kind of more nuanced attitude toward the business community. This is one of the numerous respects in which they mention that Clinton is a particularly good friend to big business. That's the health program. Notice, again, it's going to have the same kinds of social effects as well. And, of course, to have the insurance companies run it means that the public pays the enormous costs of an insurance company-based program. That means folks like us are going to pay for the big executive salaries, like the $23 million annual salary of the CEO of Aetna. They'll pay for the profits of the insurance companies, which are enormous, pay for their advertising costs, which are enormous, and all the other corporate prerogatives. And they'll also pay the huge administrative costs, because the insurance companies are going to make very sure that they micromanage doctors to guarantee that they don't give any more health care than the companies can possibly get away with. And then the government's going to have another big bureaucracy monitoring the insurance companies to, you know, just so they don't totally run away with the store. And all of that is going to be costs added on. And those are all required for the health care system.